I'm speaking with Randy Griggs, executive director of the Alabama Peanut Producers, about the Southern Peanut Growers Conference coming up July 13th through the 15th in Panama City, Florida.
This is actually our 10th anniversary year of the conference. We started in 1999 with an idea that we didn't know whether it would work or not, but the reception has been great, and so we're looking for kind of a special time this year. We have almost 500 people registered, and we actually thought that maybe because of fuel prices and all, our attendance may be off, but that's not going to be the case. We tend to address issues that are directed or would be of interest primarily to the production segment of our industry, but we try to look at the big picture trends that's going on in the industry or trends that will impact farming in general, and of course, one of the big things that Peanuts is always concerned about is the legislative side of things and how the new farm bill is going to impact them, how it will be implemented. The other thing we try to do is try to use it as a forum to provide some type of educational aspect to it, to where growers may learn something that they can use that normally they wouldn't be exposed to. This year we're actually having a congressional simulation program where we're going to put participants in the role of being a congressman so that they can see how Washington works from the inside. And I think they'll come away with a little more appreciation of what our congressional folks have to deal with and also how they can be more effective in working with their congressional representatives. So we feel like we have a very exciting program and something that anybody that's in attendance, whether you're a producer or if you're interested in peanuts, I think you'll come away with a little bit more knowledge and understanding of the industry and what the challenges are we're facing.
Well, that congressional simulation program sounds really interesting.
It's going to be very interesting. We're going to debate some issues. We're going to let them vote on bills, and we're going to see how well they do and see if they can get reelected.
Now, Randy, what are the states that are involved in the Southern Peanut Farmers Federation?
The Southern Peanut Farmers Federation is comprised originally of Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. And then 2 years ago, after Mississippi formed a grower association, they have affiliated with us. So we have four states, but we don't limit it to that as far as our audience is concerned. We'll have growers from practically every producing state, and every segment of the industry will be represented and involved.
Now, Randy, this conference is going to be held in Panama City, which is a pretty central location for all four of those states, actually.
Well, when we started this, we kind of felt like that we needed some place that people could get to within a day's drive. And a resort-type setting, we wanted the accommodation to be family-oriented. We didn't want the registration to be so high that it would be prohibitive from them bringing the families. So, registration of about 450 to 500, that's probably representing about 1,500 people. The resort has been very accommodating because we book a large block of rooms for this meeting.
Now, that is a pretty good attendance, but of course there will still be producers within the southeastern area that will not be able to attend the meeting, and that's one of the reasons why we have set up a website. It's one of the reasons why I will be there at the meeting, posting information on there to get information out to growers who can't be there, possibly.
Well, that's the thing, is one of the purposes of our associations in all four states is to enhance the peanut producer and provide information to him and using these venues, and there'll be plenty of publication coverage and this kind of thing in addition. But we don't want to stop with just who's in attendance, and hopefully that as growers hear more about it, then maybe next year they'll think about, well, you know, I picked up bits and pieces, maybe I should attend. So we look at it as a venue to inform the grower, but also maybe to entice him to attend in the future.
And even for those growers who are in attendance, I will be there doing audio interviews and taking photographs. We'll have a Flickr photo album. We may have some video. So even for those growers who are in attendance, they can also use this website with the information on it as a resource, both during and after the conference.
Absolutely. And one of the things beyond that is that hopefully down the road, we would like to be able to put more things like this and utilizing technology, but put more things on the web where growers can go back because, again, they may have heard something that was particularly interesting. They may want to go back to make sure they heard it right, or make sure they got the information correct. So this is just hopefully will be another service that we can provide all growers, those in attendance, as well as those that was not able to join us.
And the website address for those who would like to access it is spgc.wordpress.com. SPGC, that's Southern Peanut Growers Conference, .wordpress.com. And we're looking forward to the conference, which will be July 13th through the 15th in Panama City. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.